T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. At Tuesday's Taylor Hawkins tribute concert in L.A., Miley Cyrus was there, and she came out to join Def Leppard on a cover of the band's Photograph.
We played it earlier this week when it happened, and we were all talking about just how she just crushed it. She looked great, sounded great. It was awesome.
I can't argue with that, man. And after the show, Miley shared a voicemail message that she had saved from Hawkins, in which he was listening to the classic Def Leppard song and encouraging Miley to learn that song. That, I mean, wow. And here's the voicemail.
Look, Miley, it's Taylor. I heard her moving. Where? I'm listening to Photograph by Def Leppard. You can kill that one. Make Cheney learn that.
Yeah, dude, when I heard that this morning, I had, like, instant goosebumps just from, like, then having her play. Like, it took on a whole new meaning for her to perform that song. Like, what a, like, I always cringe sometimes when people are like, that's what the guy or the girl would have wanted, you know, when someone passes away. And you're like, well, you never met the person, and now all of a sudden we're thinking for that person. That's kind of odd. I get that a lot of people do that, and, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But this might be one of those instances where I think everybody can agree that if Taylor was around, he would have absolutely loved knowing that she took, you know, his advice in a voicemail and actually performed the song at his tribute show. Like, that's pretty amazing.
It does make me really, you know, just, how do you not like Miley? You know what I mean?
Like, or Def Leppard. I mean, do you think that they even knew? Like, why are you guys asking us to play? That's cool that Taylor was a fan, but what, and then find out, oh, there was actually a story behind it. That's pretty cool.
And here's, if you didn't hear it, here is a little bit of Miley singing Photograph with Def Leppard at the tribute show.
Again, now knowing that backstory, that's incredible.
Honestly, and if you told me that was Miley, I would never have a clue. I mean, you know what I mean? She just looks so like so rock and roll.
She's
and
like a rock goddess.
Yeah, I would never. I mean, wow.
Well, you think of her, you probably still think of her as like Hannah Montana, like
a
girl. But
I don't.
But Hannah Montana was like 2010. Like, it was so long ago that happened, and it's like she's such a different person these days.
See, honestly, I never give a rat's ass about Miley Cyrus until it was like she started collaborating with the dude from the Flaming Lips, because I'm such a Flaming Lips fan. I was like, that's awesome. And then started paying attention to some of her stuff, which some I could give or take some of it, but there's enough of her stuff that I'm like, yeah, actually, that's a pretty cool song.
And she was, Danny, wasn't she in a Black Mirror episode too?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's
covered
just,
9 Inch Nails, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she's, I mean, she's just all over the place. And, man, you know, look, I've seen what, like I've said before, you've seen what other young, you know, young stars end up doing, and it doesn't always go down a good road. And, you know, good for Miley. I mean, all she's just doing is just, you know, it feels like she's really just, you know, loving life and doing what she wants in a positive way. And that's a great story.
Yeah, you know, and to have the voicemail, because you could, like, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, they left the voicemail, you're like, ah, is that really a true story? You're just, like, hamming that up to create, like, this kind of a heartfelt moment. But, like, there's the actual voicemail from Taylor Hawkins, which was a very random voicemail where he's just like, you're moving? Wah. And then it's just like, oh, I'm listening to Def Leppard. Here, listen to me listen to Def Leppard. You should learn it.
I'd like to say this as well, because, you know, you know what it's like to get a lot of voicemails. My mailbox gets full and they tell you to delete stuff. You got to be thinking Miley Cyrus's mailbox gets a lot more voicemails from people in her life, I would assume, just because, you know, she's busy and everything. Mm-hmm. She chose to save that, like, long before she knew this was going to happen. So I think that maybe he was somebody important to her. That's what makes me feel like she saved that voicemail.
I wonder how long ago that voicemail came in, if it was, like, relatively recent or, like, who knows? Or maybe, like, she kept it because she's like, yeah, I should actually learn Photograph at some point. And then finally, like, someone texted and said, definitely goosebumps and instant emotional response.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have a newfound respect for Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I feel like a lot more people are getting in her camp. You know, a lot of folks resisted her doing anything besides just being Hannah Montana or doing country music, and then also becoming a, you know, then becoming that pop star.
Did she do country?
Didn't she? Or is it just Hannah Montana? It was just pop. And I just think of the Hannah Montana thing.
Well, her godmother is Dolly Parton, and she's done the Jolene cover a lot.
Yeah, and she did that kind of like a folky record. I know, but I don't know if it was necessarily country.
Trying to remember, did she do any singing on that Hannah Montana show?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so that wasn't that kind of country stuff, or am I losing my mind?
Super pop.
Is it just because you heard Montana, you're just assuming she's in the country?
Right, dude, no, it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus. That's why I thought it was she did country before pop. Wow.
Yeah, no, it was all pop. It was super pop. Lily loved
about
that
the
show,
talk enough. About a Mandela effect.
Miley Cyrus, I mean Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, she watches that like religiously now, and it's so funny how like that. I used to watch that when I was like a teenager. And
that's
now
pretty funny.
She's watching it.
Wow, that's nuts, and she likes the show.
Oh, she loves the show.
All right, you got to give Miley credit. She's done a lot of good stuff and different things, man.
So I didn't care about Miley until she wrote that song about her dead fish. Musical genius. I didn't even know she wrote a song.
I don't know that one at all. She's got a song about her dead fish.
Which, actually, I agree. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all the stuff that Taylor Swift writes about, you know what? This is a little bit different ground, you know, and just as profound, I'm sure, for Miley. Yeah, do we have it?
No, I can't.
Oh, all right. Are the lyrics at least? No?
I'm looking. I found a video. I'm waiting for it to load.
All right, fair enough.
I got your weekend plan to find.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Send me the link, Vicky. When you get it, I can't wait.
Apparently, she's crying while she's performing the song she wrote for her dead blowfish, Pablo, while she was wearing a unicorn onesie. She had posted it on Facebook, apparently.
Okay, so I don't know whether or not it's serious. I mean, I mean, she's an actress, so, I mean, is this meant to be serious? Did she really have a dead fish?
Oh, I found it.
I don't want to make fun of her, or is it a parody?
I guess we need to hear it before we make fun of her.
Yeah, I mean, a uniform one's...
She also admits that she's done a lot of hallucinogenics in her life.
Yeah, a lot. That seems very ludicrous, but at the same time, it could be real.
This sounds like an acid trip that maybe got turned into a song.
Yeah.
All right.
She was really feeling
that's a news thing. And it goes into a news thing.
She was really feeling that. What do you think? Is it real?
It's like, how can I love someone I'd never touched? You lived under the water, but I loved you so much. You never have been on land, and you've never seen the sky. You don't know what a cloud is. Why does everything I love have to die? So it's a very sad song.
Yeah, I feel like she was on mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah,
and tapped into some like serious stuff.
I mean, look, I've never been attached to a fish that way, but you know what? I'm not going to poke fun at her because she may have really loved that fish.
But I just realized that she spells Pablo's name with like a W at the end, so it's Pa-blo for blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
She's brilliant.
Okay, so she really had a blowfish named Pablo. Okay.
Aww.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, Miley. I hope that song helped you.
I was heartbroken when I found my hamster dead, so I get it.
I don't know. Yeah, fish. I just never had a thing. I felt like I don't know. There was just too much disconnect, man. You know, you live where you live. I live where
I live.
The
whole tank in the water.
Yeah, I don't feel a kinship here, brother. You know, you can pick up a hamster. You can hang a little bit. But with a fish, what do? You just look at it, and you can't bang on the glass. They say that's not good.
But some people talk to their fish while they feed it. You know, I mean, it's just there.
Yeah.
I mean, it has no other choice but to listen. It's stuck in a tank full of water, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm not even sure it can. I don't even know if it can hear me, to be honest with you, you know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.